Olympic organizers suggesting that issues with leaking pipes, blocked toilets, and non-working electrical outlets at the Athletes' Village are the result of isolated cases of sabotage. Rio spokesman Mario Andrada says it's not a widespread thing, likely the fault of organizational problems. They hired some 650 plumbers and electricians last weekend in a mad scramble to get the accommodations ready after several countries, including Australia, came forward with complaints. Brazil's Department of Labor announced Wednesday they will fine the organizing committee nearly $100,000 for hiring workers without proper contracts and forcing them to work shifts as long as 23 hours straight, truly working around the clock to make repairs. Chris Honig, Fox News.